start off the question and answer session with the questions posted online. I don't think we'll be able to get through all of those questions, so we'll go through afterwards and try to get you guys answers to those questions as well. So let's see. The first question I see is for Karen. How are the volume thresholds for strategic freight corridors developed? Is it just a qualitative screen so that strategies can be targeted to known freight corridors?
When the board was created and the program was created, they recognized that, you know, freight moves on all sorts of roads and rail lines and waterways. So they wanted to target the most strategic. And so I think as far as roadways, they went with the T1 and T2 definition, and that is how they came up with the level for roadways. We have rivers in our that move freight by barge in our state, and I think that's how they came up with how much volume would be on our barges going up and down the Columbia River. And then the railroads, of course, that was more the mainline connection versus some of the spur lines that exist. This is a primary threshold. This is the first step just to even be considered, but there are many other steps beyond that.
All right. The next question is also for you, Karen. Do you rate projects on livability or on climate change-related improvements?
We have some scoring that does get into environmental issues, but it is not our primary concern. By statute, we are primarily directed just to look at the movement of freight, and as a matter of fact, with our projects, we can't even consider sidewalks, bike paths, landscaping, anything else, simply the roadway that's going to move freight. So while we, in our applications, do have some areas where we consider the environmental impacts or benefits, it is not a primary driver.
Okay, I have another question for you. Does the FMSIB run interference with county or local planning boards in locations where increased or changed freight activity might affect residents' living or working conditions? The participant asks, in part because expanding freight rail traffic and facilities in New England are resulting in quite a slew of complaints about idling and working locomotives.
Yes, we will work with the local jurisdictions, and that's where, you know, I said earlier, we have projects that are even recommended by various groups. And recently in our Tacoma port area, there is a tribe that's going to be opening up their own port facilities. And they came to us to talk about how they plan to move cargo between the docks and the rail yard. And when we understood what they were proposing, we brought all of the jurisdictions in, all the private sector that were involved in that area, and we came up with a study that everyone helped fund to look at how we could develop that area so that it had less impact negatively on these various communities and still be much more efficient for the movement of freight. So yes, we do work with the locals when we know ahead of time that there's going to be a problem. And you know, some of the siting issues for truck facilities and rail yards has also been, you know, a primary concern for us.
Okay, have yet another question for you. In your slides, you said the FMSIB cannot increase participation. Where do you guys get your own money from, and what is the average size of your budget?
Well, the legislature provides the funding, and principally at this point, I think our funding comes from trucking fees that were targeted toward FEMSIB. In our current six-year plan, we have $961 million worth of project, and we're projected to be putting in $189 million.
Okay. I have a question for Suzanne. Is there a difference between a forum and a roundtable? Abby is just trying to imagine which might be best.
Technically, if you look up the definition, there is a difference. A roundtable came from King Arthur's roundtable, where there's nobody that's the lead in the head, and everybody's equal, and it's a discussion among equals. A forum tends to be more like a set of people taking positions and talking from and speaking and presenting an open forum where people express different opinions. I'd say what you would use would depend on what you're trying to accomplish. Now, are you looking at a specific project, or are you having looking at a long range plan or prioritizing projects? Are you doing something that's ongoing that you're going to do time and time again, or once a year, or just do it on an occasional basis? The best advice I think I can give is to make sure that the balance of the people in either the roundtable or the forum aren't overly public sector or private sector, so that you, or, you know, depending on what you're trying to achieve, if you try to invite two private sector people and they're the only folks there, and it's a room full of public sector people, certainly the concept of having a round table and equal discussion is a bit muddied, because it's not a group of people from the same perspective. I'm hoping that answers the question.
Yeah, I think so. So at this time, it is now 2:30, and we have one question left, which we will get an answer to offline, and I'm going to go ahead and close out today's seminar. Thank you all for attending. The recorded version of this event will be available within the next few weeks on the Talking Freight website. As a reminder, if you are an AICP member and would like to receive 1.5 certification maintenance credits for attending this seminar, please make sure you were signed in today with your first and last name, or type your first and last name into the chat box if you are attending with a group of people. I will send out an email once the seminar is posted to the AICP website. Please download the evaluation form and email it to me after you have completed it. Please also download the CM credit instructions if you are unsure of how to obtain your credits from today's seminar from the download files portion of the screen. Please note that we will be holding a special webinar on July 27th on the 2011 Tiger Discretionary Grant Program. Please visit the Talking Freight website on the slide showing on your screen to register. The next regularly scheduled seminar will be held on August 17th and will be about urban goods movement. Please visit the Talking Freight website to register for this webinar. I encourage you to join the Freight Planning Listserv if you have not already done so. Thank you for your time and enjoy the rest of your day.